Day 1. Friday, July 4th, 8:56 p.m. The first hours are marked by snacks and meals I refuse. The untouched calories etched in my consciousness like complex equations. I've done the math and know approximately how much weight I'll have to lose before my heart flutters to its silent stop. Death is not an exact science, which is irritating for those of us who appreciate precision. During dinner and again at evening snack, I am seated at a table in the villa with the other girls from Cottage 3. There are three of them, their names spoken earlier over plates of food and sweaty pitchers of iced tea. Names I will never learn. Why should I? I won't be here long. Eden will figure something out. One of the girls is a wispy-haired brunette who eats too quickly and who has too much flesh to be an anorexic. The other is more of a threat, a hunched blonde with a clear feeding tube that snakes from her right nostril and hooks over her ear. Her shoulder blades jut out, her bones sharp like exquisite carved marble. The third is the least worthy, a chunky girl with flushed cheeks and a mass of unrestrained white blonde curls. Not strong enough to obey the demands of hunger. She seems desperate to follow the rules here. There are so many rules, I couldn't remember them all if I wanted to. Slow down. Don't eat too fast. Hurry up. Don't eat too slow. No wearing sweatshirts with pockets at the table. Sleeves must be pulled up to the elbows during mealtime. No food talk. No faces or noises at the food. One salt per meal. No more. Two peppers per meal. No more. No cutting food into tiny pieces. Three meals per day, three snacks per day. If meals are refused, supplement is offered. If supplement is refused, it's charted in the maroon binders on the shelves at the nurse's station. Evening snack is ending. Frothy, anxious chatter swirls around me as the others squeeze empty yogurt containers and shred cellophane wrappers, waiting to be released. The villa's doors and the door to the one restroom won't be unlocked until the staff is sure the patients have digested every calorie. I steal a loving glance at the red plastic hospital bracelet hanging from my wrist. Stroke it. Delete.